And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Got one for you now from April Virch. From her Bright Like Gold CD, here's Broken on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. Mother, may I ask you please, take us out with sympathy. Brother, may I ask you please, can you spare your perfect feet? I got an eye for the road, an eye for the ditch. I looked around, but I couldn't find it. I got down in the sky, high in the hole. I looked around.
Kids, it's time for audio filler, and this time we're continuing with Gumby for the visually impaired. Gumby on the moon, this is part two. Gumby is stuck leaning against a tumor-shaped triangle on the moon. It's orange, he's scratching his head, and now the little tumor with eyeballs that pop out starts following him. Remember, Gumby has the little black balls around his waist, so he stays on the moon. Indeed. Now Gumby's approaching another one, and he's smiling. He's totally calm. He's not afraid. He's not worried that he can't breathe or that he's away from his parents. And now he's looking. The little triangles are trying to talk to Gumby, and he says, They all look like kind of like crabs. They have crab eyes, and they're circling around him. Gumby looks a little worried, but then he smiles. He takes his belt off, throws it away, and ha! He was able to leap over them because he had no gravity, and then he put the belt back on his waist. But what are the parents thinking right now? I think they were still back home. Kind of taking it easy, actually, as we recall. Now, all these little triangle guys are following the Gumby. Once again, there's very little dialogue in these early Gumby shows. So that's why we're here trying to describe to you what's happening. Gumby peeks behind a stalactite kind of rock. Oh, there's Mom and Dad. They're looking.
He's on the moon, all right. I've got to go after him.
Mm-hmm. It's about time those parents got into action. They were looking through a telescope, a child's telescope toy. And now, looks like Gumby's freezing. He's really cold. He's probably dying. He's lonely and sad, and the little triangle guys are no help. Here they come. Okay, back on Earth, the father is in a big fire truck. Now, how can you get a fire truck to the moon? He's looking up at the cookie, the scary cookie. This is a long show, folks. Oh, he's got a fur coat on all of a sudden. He looks like an Inuit kind of fellow. He's going up a ladder. I don't see how a several-foot ladder is going to get you to the moon, sir. The moon is creepily smiling. At least we got better audio this time, folks. Oh, no, that was Davy and Goliath that had the very low... Never mind. Gumby's just getting really irritable, and he's throwing his black belt of balls at the little triangles. Now, they're surrounding him. He's inside a crater, and they look like they're coming in. He doesn't know what to think. It's so cold here, I'm getting stiff, he said. He seems to be more concerned about the cold than the strange little triangle guys with the crab eyes coming at him. Oh, my goodness. I have to pause it. Hold on. I have to pause this, folks. The father has probably the longest fire truck ladder I've ever seen. Even more so than that television show called Rescue Me with Dennis Leary. Amazing. He has a telescoping ladder from his toy fire truck that reaches all the way from planet Earth all the way up to the moon. And all he has to do is wear a fur coat around his neck and he's warm enough to rescue his son. This is amazing. I'm totally impressed with the father finally coming through for his son. He's looking all over the moon, trying to find Gumby, nowhere to see him, and he's looking worried. Meanwhile, Gumby's freezing. He's wrapping his snake-like arms around his body, and he's really
worried. Hey, Dad, I'm down here!
Gumby says, I'm down here. He smiles. He sees his dad, almost as if he expects his dad to come up on a ladder. Oh, that's weird. No animation there. Kind of holding the ladder. The father.
Come. Behind you.
Look out. It's the little triangle guys with the crab eyes. The father has an aerosol can, and he sprays them with snow dust. Almost looks like he's spraying them with... Uh-oh. Gumby's dead. He has X's on his eyes. That means he's dead. He's too late. The father looks a little worried. He walks over to him. Picks him up, kind of like that monster from outer space carrying the girl. He gets him on the ladder. The ladder's going down from the moon all the way to the Earth, and there's a really creepy-looking Saturn in the background smiling. All the planets smile.
I was on the moon.
So was I.
I'm sure glad to be back.
I want to hear that again. Because I was talking over Gumby. This was the most dramatic part of the show. I think this is the end of the whole adventure.
I was on the moon, but I'm sure glad to be back.
There we go. That was it.
Holy Toledo, here's another Gumby adventure.
What did we learn from this adventure? That, I think we learned that even though we may think our parents don't care about us, they actually do. They may be watching television, they may be all wrapped up in their own lives, but once they realize that you haven't come home for supper, they probably figure out, our son must be on the moon. And all they have to do is go out and get a toy fire engine and get a long ladder, go up to the moon while you're half dead, and rescue you from little triangle men and, you know, freezing temperatures. Neil Armstrong would probably attribute his interest in space travel and stepping on the moon from this early Gumby cartoon, which was made way before he actually stepped on the moon and said those famous words, one small step for man, one giant leap for Gumby land. And that's it for Trail Mix. We are fresh out of time. Thank you for listening. We'll be next week with another Jump in the Turkey. I have no time to explain.
Hello?
Hello, Georgie.
Oh, hi, Ange.
So, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for all the kindness and the wonderful things that you've helped me bring into my life and for being such a great friend.
Hey, you're welcome. It's been a real challenge working with you, but certainly worth all the effort.
I love you too, Ange.
You can do it.
He's on the moon, all right. I've got to go after him.
Pantalones el oso, sabor como pollo.
Happy trails to you. Bye-bye.
Happy trails to you.
Now, if that isn't the way to end an episode of Out of the Woods, I don't know what is. Thanks to Peter out there at Pinecone Radio and Pine Mountain Club for that. Gumby. Yes, we'll have more great fun stuff from Trail Mix and Pinecone Radio in the weeks and months to come, I'm sure. We had Both There and Perfect Train Wreck in there as well. Happy Ending, appropriate as well, from his Eden CD. Tweed River Music Festival's coming right up there in Vermont. Go over to tweedrivermusicfestival.com and check it out. Both There runs that festival. We also had April Virch in there starting off that set. We heard Broken from her CD, Bright Like Gold, and that's where we started you off. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in, whether it's been on The Global Voice, Boston Free Radio, Bob FM, Pinecone Radio, or right here in central New Hampshire to WSCS-FM. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with you next week. Go out there. Look for us on social media. We're out there everywhere to search for Out of the Woods Radio. Come on over. Join in. We'll see you next week. Be safe out there. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.